We're doing Sefer HaMidot, and we're holding the end of the 12th chapter. And really, we left off where the Magen Midubna is just finishing off a thought. The difficulty with the next few sentences is that he uses poetic form. He's really he's using a play on words, quoting pasuk after pasuk to express his thoughts. The punchline, which is what he's trying to say here, is that we discussed throughout this chapter that Hashem gives us different times in our life with different opportunities of growth. There are times in the day, there are times in the life cycle, and each time has its opportunities and its responsibilities of growth in the Avodat Hashem. And he said the tzaddik, the hallmark of the tzaddik, is his capacity to utilize that time, to know how to take advantage of each period in his life for growth. And if a person is a traitor towards the time, so then he will find that the Yetzer Hara overtakes him. And then a person finds himself to be very busy, and he doesn't even have time in his own eyes to do what he should be doing, because he's taken, he calls it the temporary insanity and temporary blindness, where he has a hard time to even find room to regret the lifestyle he's leading, because he's bound by the things that have filled that void. If he didn't utilize time for the positive, so then suddenly he's very busy with other things that do not allow him to find the time to do the positive. And he said, based on this, he said, look, our sages teach us that the elders of the Talmidei Chachamim, as they age, they get smarter. And the Amei Haaretz, as they age, they get dumber. V'amru od. And the Talmud says further in the Gemara in Sukkah, Yetzer Hara, you guys have it, the beginning of the line says Nun Beis in the parentheses, Yetzer Hara batchila dome lechut shel buchya. The Yetzer Hara initially is like a little string you hang the pistol on. Ulvasof nasa kavotot ha'agala. And ultimately, suddenly that string doubles over, triples over, and becomes thick like those big ropes that are used to bind up the wagon. Vabchirai biyad ha'adam, and it is up to man. He has the choice. Lintosh v'lintotz v'laros, to destroy, to abolish. Maro mishpato yitvarach minegdo, that heavenly judgment from coming out against him, it's up to us to abolish that. Aval kahatimo, but when that Yetzer Hara, so to speak, gets whole, when the time is something that we do not take control of, but rather we waste, so then shoded yushad, the person finds that he's the one that's being plundered. Kan lo toliv god yivgedu bo. Just as he had the potential he went in the way of a traitor, so others, so to speak, stuck their knife in his back. That Yetzer Hara, which was a little thread that could easily be pushed off, suddenly becomes this huge rope that binds him. Sanop yistinfu kadu. He'll find himself encompassed like by a bull, like the enemies that surround the person. The yelem ulam kamatara lachetz. And suddenly he finds himself the target. Kulam yaidu v'yakidu ma'asav machshavotam v'yitzrei ma'alalav. And then ultimately, they will all give testimony to his actions. He'll come to judgment day, and suddenly he'll have such testimony against him that Talmud tells us even the smallest conversation between a man and his wife is quoted to him in the day of judgment. So again, he used poetic form here. He says, time is the type of thing which it's our responsibility to take advantage of. And when a person starts wasting time, suddenly it can grow on him. It could be like the Gemara describes the Yetzer Hara that goes from being a tiny thread that you could easily brush away to this huge rope. And that's how his time will suddenly bind him. The way he misutilizes time, he'll suddenly find is binding him. And then he doesn't have the time and he doesn't have the capacity to break free. And it's very, very hard to break free of those habits. And then he'll find that all those habits ultimately will come and testify against him when the judgment day comes, and a person's asked, what did you do with your life? So then everything comes back to haunt him, where suddenly they say, wait a second, so you were busy with that? And a person, that's what he says, a wise person looks to utilize his time from the very beginning, to utilize it correctly. And part of that is the wisdom to understand that there are different stages in life, and different stages in the day, and different stages in the week, and each has their task, their proper utilization.
So, does that mean if you are somebody who's wise for your time, that on the day of judgment, God's more willing to overlook the times that you mess up? So you were saying that if you waste your time, like even like the smallest conversation between a man and his wife, put it against him, it implies to me that that same conversation wouldn't be coded against you if you hadn't wasted your time.
I don't think so. I think I didn't mean to say it that way. I think what the Gemara is saying is that when judgment day comes, every conversation, even the smallest conversation, is quoted. And all the more so when a person was bound that his all his day was wasted that way. So then, yeah. Yeah.